In this podcast, I want to talk to you a little bit about the benefits of balance. You know, when you started your swim lessons with total immersion, or you've been studying for a while, you immediately run across the concept of balance, and because we teach that at the very beginning. Of course, you've probably encountered it studying freestyle stroke. And so we understand that we want the body to be parallel to the surface, the body riding, sliding along in that corridor of water right there, just under the surface. And we don't want the body sinking, because a sinking body not only is frustrating, it's creating a lot of drag, it's slowing you down, making it harder to breathe, all these things. That's the whole reason we deal with balance at the very beginning, because it's going to make swimming a lot easier. But I just want to elaborate on that a little bit more so that maybe we develop a deeper appreciation for the importance of balance, kind of understand how it plays a bigger role. But also want to let you know that balance is just as important in all four of the competitive stroke styles. So you can see that backstroke is very similar to freestyle in that the body is parallel to the surface and it's rotating from side to side. And we're using that rotational pattern that along the spine axis. So balance there makes obvious sense. Just like in freestyle, we want the body sliding along parallel to the surface in that corridor just below the surface. In breaststroke and butterfly, we also are going to use balance. It's just that the balance in those cases is what we call dynamic balance, where you're kind of bouncing in a way, you're kind of bouncing off of the water pressure and then bouncing up against gravity, and you're oscillating up and down against these two forces that are pushing in opposite directions. Gravity's pushing down, the water pressure's pushing up, and you are oscillating the body like in a sine curve where the body is driving down and it's being pressed back up with water pressure, and then it rides up and you add a little stroke to it to give assistance, and then gravity pushes it back down. So that gives that kind of snaking motion, that sine wave motion that we're familiar with in those strokes. So balance is just important there. It's just that the body's changing shape to kind of follow this curving pattern in those strokes. And likewise, we want to be very considerate that the body is following a certain pattern and not diving too deep and not driving too high, which will break the dynamic balance. That's why, particularly in butterfly, swimmers immediately start to struggle because they lose the pattern for dynamic balance. And they find themselves now spending more time just driving the body upward and then flopping downward and not really moving forward in proportion to the effort that they're exerting. So balance is really important there as well, but it's a little bit more complicated because of this oscillating movement that they have to learn. Now, the first dimension to balance, let's go back to freestyle and backstroke, because those are a little bit easier to examine. The first feature of balance there is front-back balance, fore-aft balance. So we need the head to be down in the water, and we need the tail to be up. See that if we just let them go passively, the head rises up because the chest and the head, they'll rise up on the buoyancy of the lungs and the density of the hips and the legs. For most people, not all, but most people will sink down because they're not so buoyant. So then the body in a passive or kind of a dead man float position is the legs and hips are sinking down and the upper torso is up near the surface, so almost vertical. That's obviously not the position we want to be in for swimming. So we have to alter that by creating a frame in the middle of the body, by stretching the body out, creating tensility in the body. The lengthening of the body will firm up the core of the body, and then allows us then, as we position the head in a weightless position, we lay the arms down into their targets, that will help increase the weight in the front of the body and lighten up the rear of the body. And then we practice some internal techniques for shifting weight forward, and that further helps lighten the rear end and weight the front end, so that makes it easier for the rear end of the body to come up near the surface or stay there. It may not solve it completely for all people. We're aware of that, but we're going to make it a lot better by how we create the frame and we shift weight. So our first concern with balance is this fore-aft balance, having the head laid down, the front of the body laid down, and the rear of the body come up closer to the surface. The next feature dimension of balance that we are concerning ourselves with is side-to-side or rotational balance or lateral stability. So in the freestyle and the backstroke, the body rotates around the spine axis, and we're never flat. We're always on one side or on the other side or rotating between the two. And so in the strokes themselves, backstroke and freestyle, we are balancing on the side of the body. Now think about it for a moment. When you're walking or you're running, we're doing the same thing. You're never standing on both feet at the same time in the same level of weight. When you're walking or running, you're shifting weight onto one leg, and the other leg is lifting, and your pelvis is rotating, your whole torso is rotating to let the other leg swing forward while one leg is carrying the weight. So it's very similar, a similar kind of concept that's happening when we're doing the freestyle and the backstroke. We're shifting and we're resting our weight on one streamlined side of the body while the other side is swinging the arm forward to shift, to get ready to shift to the streamline on the other side of the body. So we've also need to have stability in that streamline position. Just like you have stability when you're walking or when you're running, your foot lands and it's the only foot that's on the ground. Your body needs to be stable on that leg while your whole body's rotating around that point, swinging the other leg forward. So that same kind of stability. Again, we can look at it and think of it as a dynamic stability because you're not standing still. One part of your body is holding something while the other side of your body is moving. So the one side of the body, the stationary side, is holding an anchor or stabilizing the body so that you can swing the other side of the body forward. So just like in running or walking, we're doing the same thing in the backstroke and the freestyle stroke. So we need to have in balance not just the front and back, keeping the body parallel to the surface, we also need to have lateral stability so that when we're in that streamline position, you can hold skate or streamline position really well. You're very, very comfortable in that position, just as if you were standing on one leg. Now, when you're doing drills in the pool, like doing skate drills and you're sliding along, when you're working with me, I do remind people that the actual swimming stroke is only at most like 1.5 seconds long. So you're switching from side to side about every 1.5 seconds or faster, sometimes a little bit slower, but definitely you're not holding skate position more than 2 seconds in actual swimming. But think about it. When we usually do skate drills in the pool, we're all trying to hold that position for like 4 or 5 or 6 seconds, which is way beyond what we actually have to be capable of for the stroke itself. So I remind people that if I see them really struggling to hold skate for 4 or 5 seconds like they see me able to do, I want to encourage them, let them say, hey, the most valuable part of this drill is the first 2 seconds. You want to be able to switch from Superman into skate immediately. Hit your ideal spot and hold it for at least 2 seconds. That's what your main goal is. Anything beyond that is a bonus. So I just wanted to say that to people so they feel encouraged that they're not a failure at the drill, that really those first 2 seconds are what really matters the most. But nonetheless, if you practice holding that streamline position for longer, it is still going to do good for you. Just as if you were in the gym and you were practicing holding a weight or lifting a weight and balancing on one foot, that would be really good balance training. I mean, that's really good. That's your whole body is having to problem solve, figuring out how to make little micro moves with muscles inside of the body to maintain balance in the least dramatic way. So there is benefit to trying to hold skate for 5 or 6 or 7 seconds, okay? So do that from time to time if you find yourself wanting to refine that more. Now, not only do we need the body to be balanced front and back to reduce drag, and we need it to be balanced laterally in order to hold that streamline position while we're swinging the or moving the other side of the body. Keeping the body balanced is also critical so that you are able to direct your force in the direction you want to go. So it's not merely about just keeping the body in a certain position relative to the surface. When your body is balanced, you are now able to control the movements of your body and make them do what you would like them to do. So let me go back to another analogy on land. So if you are out kicking a football or a soccer ball around, and in order to kick that ball, let's say you hold the ball in your hands and you're going to do a drop kick. So you're going to put your weight onto one foot and you're going to pick up the other foot and hold it behind you so that you're ready to start swinging it forward. You've got to be in control of your balance on that one foot in order for you to swing the kicking foot in the pathway that you intend it to go so that it will connect with the ball. If you are not balanced in that moment, your brain is so good at keeping you safe, it will override your intention to kick that ball and it will make your free leg swing in a different direction to try to catch your balance or to catch your body before it falls and smacks on the ground. So think about this. If you in any way, any sort of sport or activity that causes you to go up onto one leg, if you are out of balance, your brain will force your free appendages to wiggle and swing and move in some way to protect you from falling. That will mean that your limbs are taken away from the actions that otherwise you have intended to do, like whether it's shooting a basketball or throwing an object or kicking a ball or even in skiing. You know, if you were skiing and you went up on one leg and you started to lose, your arms and your legs would start flying around to try to stabilize yourself before you crash. Well, the same thing is happening to you in the water, except the padding of all the water, the buoyancy of the water, can sometimes mask what's really happening to us. If we were somehow able to swim in the air and the consequence of instability was crashing onto the ground, you would notice right away how much instability you have in your swimming stroke. But since you're padded by water, there's no painful consequence to swimming without balance. It's just the only consequence is drag and exhaustion and not being able to swim very fast. So it's not this direct, newer swimmers don't make the direct connection between their instability or their lack of balance and the fact that they're just not swimming very fast or they're really getting tired really easy. Because once you have stability, once you have that balance, both fore and aft and lateral balance, now your body is much more capable of directing the force down your spine and into your lead arm as it's driving into the water. More force is going to be channeled through that pathway. But every little scrap of instability you have in your body, every little scrap of imbalance that you have in your body will be diverting some of that power away from forward movement. So I want to just describe this for you so that it increases your motivation to really work on your balance, to not just compromise and not just give up when you know there's more work to be done, because it's so critical, but your nervous system isn't picking up on the feedback as easily as it would as if you were practicing some balance-related movement on land. So hopefully that will give you a picture of the importance of working on your balance beyond just you know, keeping your body near the surface and being stable while you're swinging your arm forward. It is critical to your propulsion, so that you can not only do you reduce drag that's working against you, it frees up more power to be directed into your forward propulsive movements. Okay, so hopefully that brought you new insight to the importance of balance and encourages you to keep working on it, because it is so important. And undoubtedly, for all of us, there's ways that we could improve our balance fore and aft and lateral balance better and become better and better swimmers. All right, I'll talk to you later.